Blog Talk Radio.
And he get around before he walks.
Brand new day. Hey, yo. If you're passionate about what you do, like I'm passionate
all
about
there
this
have
music,
to be.
This song is for you.
He patted his foot before he walked.
Like I can't breathe. When I wake up in the morning, I can't breathe until I listen.
And buddy boys, hey, and tune up.
Be my
you
family.
Can hear him clean across
I affect the
river.
World. Y'all long for the ride.
And he get around before he walks.
Let's go.
Good ideas, but I had better schemes. I thought the hustle way for me was etched in stone until my partner died and his name etched in stone. My daughter's growing up, my son on the way. They closing in on me. It feel like any day. Music saved me, swooped in like the Navy. Put a lifetime of scars all in 16 bars. So I took the vow and made music my life. Yep, I proposed and made music my wife. And if I ever need to cut a nigga, music my knife. And if I need to bring the girl together, music my dice. So if I degraded and I hated, even cried through it, I watch brothers prophesize about dying through it. Music gave me knowledge of self, and I'm a knowledge of self. And gave me knowledge of wealth, and I know.
Hit the roof and they lie to me. I'm using the inspiration guru provided me. I redefined the space, you could call me the new geometry. A picture of you pop up when I Google monotony. Now all the people who Google and spend responsibly think your album is trash and it's not the mood that we got it. So you expecting the conscious and introspective views. Each of lyrical festivals, let me tell you what's best for you. My music gives you a message, true and respect is due. But music is emotion that's lost on the intellectual. A tree to fall in the forest is never heard. Amongst the sparrows and the robbers and even the ghetto birds. You download it for free for what I created say. It costs you nothing but a pay to make it. Trust me. When he reached the crossroads, me and the devil happened. I saw the same thing as Clef and Lauren. When they saw it, Lauren went looking for God, and Clef kept torn. We listen to the same songs, but we hear them different. Serenading death like we got a beer limit. Having a seance on stage, cause the spirit is to stop the devilish ways with clever displays of lyricism. The source are natural resources, our actual street stories attract the police forces. Slaves to the rhythm, the masses they eat orphans.
And he can ride before he walks.
Good afternoon and welcome to Christian Talk Radio Live at noonday. It is a beautiful day today, my brothers and my sisters. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today. First of all, you are amongst the living. Father God allows you to breathe another day. And we don't take that for granted, my brothers and my sisters. I said we don't take it for granted because some people woke up, went to bed last night and did not wake up this morning. And some people woke up this morning and will not go to bed tonight. So we don't take it for granted. We know that it's just the goodness of Father God that keeps us here. I said it's just the goodness of Father God that keeps us here. because he wants the best for his children, because he tells us in his word. He tells us in his word that if he takes care of the birds of the air and the fish of the sea and the flowers, how much more can he take care of us? How much more does he love this? It is not the desire of Father God that anyone goes to hell. It is not his desire that anyone goes to hell. I said, it is not Father God's desire that anyone of his children perish. But he has given you, my brothers and my sisters, he has given you the word of life in his Bible, the word of God. And in his Bible, the word, he tells us to repent. He says to repent. He says in Revelation, as many as I love, as many as I love, I correct and I chastise. I chastise. So hurry up, be done, and repent. A lot of people are not preaching about that today in these perilous times. I said a lot of preachers are not preaching about repentance today in these perilous times. My brothers and my sisters, we are in perilous times. The Bible tells us that in the last days, perilous times come. Newsflash, my brothers and my sisters. Perilous times are already here. Unless you have been under a rock, you already know that perilous times are already here. Christians are being persecuted. All and murdered all over the world. Not just in foreign countries, but here in our own homes, here in our own home country, called the United States of America. Christians are being persecuted and murdered in the church. Again, in the church. And the Bible speaks on that. It tells us in the last days that Christians will be murdered and persecuted all over the world and from everywhere, all four corners of the world. Christians are being persecuted because of their love for Jesus Christ. And I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, it does not get easier for the Christian in the last day. Matter of fact, the Bible says it gets worse for the Christian in the last days. Father God has already spoken it, my brothers and my sisters. He's already told us in his word what's going to happen in the last days. And though it is so hard for us to understand what's going on, but if you read your Bible, my brothers and my sisters, it's already been foretold. It has been prophesied in the Bible by Father God. It has been prophesied, these things that are going to happen, that are going to come to pass. But it does not make it any easier for us that are here that see it. But we already know that these things are going to happen, because it says men will be lovers of themselves. And we already know that's happening. It tells us that there are going to be fornication, people talking about each other, no love in the household, mothers against fathers, fathers against children, mothers against children. And that's already going on as we speak. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible cannot lie. And the Bible does not lie. Anything in the word of God is the truth. You best believe that. There's no lies in this word. Everything in the word is the truth. We have to understand that, my brothers and my sisters, that this war that we're in now, it's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war. This war that we're in now cannot be fought with guns, cannot be fought with weapons, except for spiritual weapons. I said this war that we're in now cannot be fought with guns and weapons, because it is a spiritual war. Yeah, you say that this is humans that are causing this. Yes, it is. It was a human being that went into the church and killed
false lying people. That was a human being. But he was led by an evil spirit. I said he had an evil devil in him that had taken over. These people are led by evil spirits. It's an evil, demonic spirit. And although they're human in flesh, they can take control of a body. Even though they're not human in flesh, they're spiritual beings. They can take control of a body if that body and that mindset is not in Christ. I said, if that body and that mindset is not in Christ, then it is free game for the enemy. And the enemy is the devil, Satan, Lucifer. You can call him what you want to call him, but he is still the enemy, my brothers and my sisters. You must believe the word of God, my brothers and my sisters. The word of God says we do not fight or we do not war with flesh and blood, my brothers and my sisters. You're not in a war with flesh and blood. You are in a spiritual war, whether you want to be or not. That's what you are in, a spiritual war. And although you might think that it's race or gender or whatever, it's not what it is. What it is the evilness of Satan and his imps. He has helpers called imps, my brothers and my sisters. I said he has helpers called imps that help him in his war. See? And so you're not fighting flesh and blood. The Bible tells us that. I said the Bible tells us that. It tells us in the Word of God in Ephesians 6, and that's why I wrote a book about it 2 years ago. That's why I wrote a book about it 2 years ago called The Armor of God. That's why I wrote it. Because we have to put on the whole armor of God, because we are not fighting in a war that can be fought with guns and weapons. Yeah, you can kill what you call a human enemy, but you can't kill the spirit with guns and weapons, my brothers and my sisters. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not their own might, because you cannot fight and win a spiritual war, my brothers and my sisters, without Father God. You cannot do it. It's not possible. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your own might. Because in your warring with guns and weapons, you're going to run out of guns and weapons, my brothers and my sisters. In a spiritual war, guns and weapons won't do you any good because you're fighting spirit. The Bible says spiritual things should be fought with spiritual things. You can't fight spiritual things with guns and weapons, my brothers and my sisters. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not your might, but his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, my brothers and my sisters, but against principalities, against powers. That's why when you kill somebody, human flesh, The devil just raises up somebody else because you can't kill that spirit. I said, when you kill a human flesh, a body, or when someone does something evil, mass murder, and then they go and kill themselves, that spirit is going to somebody else. Because you cannot kill the spirit when you kill the body. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Listen to me now. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, my brothers and my sisters, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. I hope you're listening to me now. Going to kill the body in a war with guns and weapons won't do any good in a spiritual war. Yeah, it might kill the people, but it won't kill the spirit. The Bible says deal with spiritual things with spiritual things. You have to deal with spiritual things with spiritual things. The Bible says we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're going to get weapons won't help you because you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. You kill a body, but you can't kill that spirit of Satan because it's going to hop from that body to another body. See? But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, my brothers and my sisters, in high places, against the darkness and rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And you need to get that. I said, you need to get this. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, my brothers and my sisters. The devil can't stand truth. Having your loins girded about with truth. The devil hates truth. So you're fighting a spiritual war. You're going to put on your armor. And in that armor, you're going to have truth on. And have it on the breastplate of righteousness. The devil hates righteousness. So you're going to put on that breastplate of righteousness. And your feet are going to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your feet are going to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all, not some. You got to take on the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all, my brothers and my sisters. Remember, we're in a spiritual war. You should be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Okay. This is how you win a spiritual war. The shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The shield of faith above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all, not some, all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and take the helmet of salvation. This is how you win a spiritual war, my brothers and my sisters. And then the Bible says, always pray, all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, my brothers and my sisters, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Did you hear me, my brothers and my sisters? You want to win a spiritual war, then you've got to put your spiritual armor on. You cannot go into battle in a spiritual war without the weapons that Father God just gave you right here, without your armor on. That is your weapon, your armor in a spiritual war, my brothers and my sisters. That's what it is. It's a spiritual war. It cannot be fought with guns and manly weapons. This spiritual war is going to have to be fought in the spirit, my brothers and my sisters. I said it's going to have to be fought in the spirit, because the devil is in the spirit. He is a spiritual being. Don't you be fooled and let people tell you he's walking around here with two horns on his head and a red suit. No, he's not. He is a spiritual being. That's why he can hop from one person and cause one person to do mass destruction. One person he uses to do mass destruction, my brothers and my sisters, because he's a spirit being, and you have to fight the spirit with the spirit. Father God has already told you in his word what to do. He's already told you. He's made it clear in his word, my brothers and my sisters. He's made it clear in his word. And then it says, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open up my mouth boldly. That I may open up my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. This is a bold thing. You cannot be afraid to speak boldly on the word of God, my brothers and my sisters. Father God has given us his okay to do that, but we can speak boldly about the word. We are in a spiritual war, and I've told you this before. And you cannot win this war in the human way that you always want to win wars with guns and weapons. This is a spiritual war, and you're going to have to fight it in the spirit. I said you're going to have to fight it like Father God said. You put your armor on because you ain't dealing with human flesh. You put your armor of God on because you're not dealing with human flesh. You're dealing with spirit. I was back on the radio tonight on broadcast. If you go to my Facebook page and click on broadcast, you'll see that I have a radio station that goes on 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And go to my Facebook page and click on broadcast.com. Matter of fact, I have already went out there and let you know that where my radio station is. And all you have to do is click on the link on my Christian Talk Radio Facebook page. You all have a blessed and wonderful evening. I'll get back with you tomorrow. Same time and same station. You'll be there.
Alright, welcome to the label, man. Now check this out, man. Listen, I know you're known for just being honest and transparent and all that good stuff, but listen, we ain't got no time for all that, man. That don't make no money. We need you to tell lies, lies, and more lies, man. It's all about selling out. Don't give the people what they need. Give them what they want, baby. Lie to these folks, man.
Shannon.
I'm on now, I can't even stand me. Look at me, mama, I'm known now. I got me a Grammy. Call Cammy, Kiana, and Tammy and tell them that I made it. Broke my heart in the seventh grade, so this is how I repay them. They say that money can't make you, they probably ain't making money. It made me richer than you, and it made me look at you funny. You don't really want it, you don't want no problems, problems. Goons be like, whatever you need, dog, call me. So I be like, do, solve it. Money on his head, I put that boy under the water. I can't even rap like that, but insecurity would have me sounding whack like that. I already made it when I graduated from high school. Ain't validated cause I'm at the top of the iTunes. But I too was once a fool for nice shoes. Fight fool of dudes who do what I like to. But if I'm honest, on the other side of fame, it's the same stains in the latrine. You still can't buy love and ain't no way to buy off pain. That's why these rich folk blow out their brains. More insecure they are, the more they brag, advertising they pain. I don't want no parts of none of that thing. Oh wait, hold up. This why I'm supposed to do something lyrical, miracle, metaphor, simile, on a monopoly, on a period. Use a P on period. I dominate rap. I failed algebra and I ain't paid my property tax. Oh well, I got bars. Family behind bars. No money yet, insecure women and fine cars. People stealing right under my nose and my taxes whack. But no need to worry, my accountant handles that.
Right.
I mean, what you expect?
I do anything to gain your respect.
Sell out.
Sell out.
Man, what you doing, man? You know, you started off good. You started telling the truth. We ain't got no time for that, man. This is Lie A Lot Records. We need you to tell more lies. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, where you going, man? Come back here, man.
Church closed too. The number one coach on the dog, Kenny, yeah. I ain't gotta hear that you love it, cause I know that you love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish I could see you face to face again, so we could sit down and chop it up, friend to friend. You would have shared your experience and how life's been. I would have told you how my life changed inside of the pen. You might have offered me a smoke and I'd have turned you down. You might have thought I was a joke and I was playing around. But I'm sure we reminisce about the things we did and how we got through the hard times we lived as kids. So you know, it'd have been good to see you and tell you about some good news I got. And that the Lord's trying to reach you in that. It's always been about the blood, but nothing like the gang that you bang. Put a hood from above. I wonder if you would have listened. Would you have gave your life and been like me and followed Christ? I don't know. My only hope is that you made it. I keep in mind what if you were still alive. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. Had an answer, and I'd have been the friend that you've always needed. Not just an actor that I left you when the punch went out, and all the liquor's gone sitting in that empty house. I'm not your homie, dog. I'd like to show you something greater, so you would understand that you would see through his life. I'm a changed man. I would have loved to pray for you when your heart was heavy, like if you couldn't see your kids and your pockets empty. Man, I'd have told you that in Christ there was always hope, that you ain't gotta turn to the streets or the dope, that he's a specialist when it comes to miracles. You put your faith in him, anything is possible. And we ain't had to run around like we ain't had a clue. And when the trials got hard, we know what to do. I wish you was here so you could hear this rhyme. Maybe you would see the signs if I could rewind time. 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 Man, it'd have just been cool to see you one more time, you know, and just share that good news with you.